We're up to Perek Memtes, Pasuk Aleph, the beginning of a new Perek. Shimu Yim Eli Yak Shivu Leumim Merachok. So this Perek, again, Perek Memtes, Yeshaya is speaking to the nations of the world. So it appears that the theme of this prophecy is to address the nations of the world, and they should recognize that they have a purpose. They have a mission, they have a purpose. And the purpose is to allow the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael and be for them an Or La'am. Like we'll see as we go through. But Iyim means the islands. The islands refer simply to the nations of the world. And that is who he is addressing. Shimu Iyim, Allah, listen nations to me. V'yak shivu le'umim merichok. Listen carefully. Hakshay means listen carefully. Le'umim, to the nations. Le'umim. Nations, merichok, at a distance. What am I about to tell you? First of all, I want to introduce myself to you. Who am I? My name is Yeshaya. Hashem mibeten kiro'onig. When I was in the womb of my mother, Hashem already saw that I would be a prophet. Hashem called out to me from my mother's womb. Mime'eimi hiskeshmi. When I was in my mother's womb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already mentioned my name. He recognized that within me is the potential to serve for him as his prophet. The Mitzudah says something very interesting. Look in the Mitzudah's part, Bibetin Kiro Oni. Me'eis hayosi bibetin imi karashmi Yeshaya. When I was in the womb, my mother, karashmi Hashem already called my name Yeshaya. Now, normally you give a name to a person when they're born. That's a very interesting thing. A name, when do we give a name to a person? When they're born. The Bris Milah. Here Hashem already named him before he was born. When he was in the womb, you don't hear such things where a woman goes for a sonogram and she discovers that she's having a boy or a girl. So they have an aliyah on Shabbos when she's in her 6 month of pregnancy. Kriya Shem. We're going to call this child by the following name.
That's when they start arguing about the name.
About the name, but yeah. But you never heard such a thing to give Kriya Shem. It doesn't say what?
It says Machshava.
Rashi, let me see the Rashi. Wait, which were you reading from? I don't have a Rashi. Oh, here it is. Okay, I'm fine. Okay, very good. I didn't notice that. So Yeshaya, to Rashi says Machshava. In the Mitzudas, he just says actually Korashmi Yeshaya. Why Yeshaya? Yeshaya is from the Shosh of Yeshua, salvation. Hashem saw that I would be the one that would prophesy concerning salvations of Klal Yisrael. So now we know what his name really represents. Karshmi Yishayel Lerameh She'enavi Yeshuos. Salvations. And Rashi says, Liyashmi Yishayel Lehinavi Yeshuos Unchamos. Rashi is one more word, not just Yeshuos, but Yeshuos Unchamos. Pasuk Beis. Vayasem Pi Kicherv Chada. Hashem has made my mouth like a sharp sword. Of a sharp mouth. Betzel yodo hich bi oni. Hashem has protected me in the shadow of His hand, which means that we'll see in the Mesudos is that there it's not an easy job being a prophet. A prophet is under attack, very strong attack and criticism. Yirmiyah was thrown into a dungeon. They plucked out his beard. We don't find the same abuse by Yeshaya, but at least here he does allude to that he was subject to much abuse and torment for saying prophecies of gloom and doom for the world and for the Jewish people. But here it says, nevertheless, Hashem gave me a sharp mouth, like a sharp sword. Betzel yada yichbiyani. Yichbiyani means to shelter, to protect me. Hashem protected me in the shadow of His hand. We say that on Yom Kippur. Yachbiyenu betzel yada. That's one of the last things, one of the last piyutim we say on Ne'ilah. May Hashem shelter us. We ask Hashem to protect us in the shadow of His hand. This also alluded to on the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, Chavatzeles Hashron Echa Yoshua Chavatzeles Hashron, a reference to the Kohanim. We're starting to learn a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Chavuitzel. It is protected. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that is sheltered in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some learn that it's a reference to the Kohanim. They are holy people. They live in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all comes from this pasuk here, and there are other pasuk. It's not the only pasuk, but it says over here, Betzel yada hichbiyani, Hashem protected me in the shadow of His hand against all those people that wanted to kill me. and harassed me because I predicted against them and against the nation of the world things that they did not want to hear. Vayisimeni lechetz barur, Hashem set me. He established me as a sharp arrow. Chetz is an arrow. Barur means clean. It doesn't mean sharp. It means there's no rust. It's perfectly fit. And it can do the most damage possible because it's been sharpened and it's clean from rust. Be'ashpaso histirani, because we're using terms of weapons, of arrows and swords. So here he says that Hashem protected me. Hashem protected me against my enemies by shielding me, by covering me in the quiver. The quiver is the sheath which stores the arrows. The arrows are protected from the elements, from getting ruined, and therefore I was a sharp arrow, I was a sharp sword, and Hashem protected me in his quiver that I should not be injured, not be hurt. Vayomer li, avdiyata, pasagim, Hashem said to me, you are my servant, Yisrael Asher b'cho espoer, you are my servant, you are like, he's equating Yeshaya to the entire Klal Yisrael, just like Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride and honor in Klal Yisrael, likewise, Yeshaya, you serve that role. The Mitzudas Pasuk Gimel says, Yisrael, Hare atol lefonai kechol hamon Yisrael. It's an amazing expression that you, Yeshaya, the prophet, are equivalent to the entire Klal Yisrael. Asher esper b'cho kumakulam, I take pride in you, just like I take pride in Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Dal, Vani Amarti, Yeshaya now says, he now here in this pasuk, he expresses his frustration. These are very fascinating psukim because they give us an insight into the mind of a prophet. We just think as a prophet, we take it for granted. There's a prophet, Hashem inspired them, and they speak and they give musar. We have to remember, they're human beings. They're human beings, they are frustrated, they have issues, and they have feelings, and they didn't have to necessarily do this. If they wanted to be a prophet, they expected they would have a good retirement, have a pension, be able to go play golf. But they'll be able to enjoy their life. And here he expresses his frustration that I work so hard and I don't see the fruit of my labor. Vani amarti lirik yogati, I said to myself, I work for nothing. Lesohu vahevel koichi, I expend my strength for emptiness and nothingness. I finish off my strength for nothing. Hevel v'tohu. So this is a very powerful expression. Three expressions: lorik, tohu, and hevel. Three different expressions that I work hard and I get nothing in return. The people do not listen to me, but instead they harass me and they torment me. But then Yeshaya says, ochein. However, deep down I do recognize Mishpati es Hashem, and the Mitzvah explains this to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay me. Mishpat means I am deserving, Mishpat means justice. I am deserving of reward because the truth is I have succeeded. Ufulasi es Halakai, and the schar, the reward for my actions, for my effort, for my work is with Hashem es Halakai. Hashem indeed will repay me for my effort, for my toil, for my suffering, because I really have indeed accomplished great things. Now we once spoke about this, just want to repeat this, it's very important. You saw this, did Yeshaya really accomplish great things? There was a Chorban. Well, what greater failure was there than that? Yeshaya told the Jewish people, don't do Avodah Zarah. We have so many prophecies from Yeshaya, the beginning of Chazoin, it's going to lay next Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, Chazon Yeshua, terrible words of Musa, criticizing Jewish people for their terrible sins, for Hamas, for theft and violence, and the Avodah Zarah, and they did not listen, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So, L'chaira, this one, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, where the first part says that everything I've done is for nothing, L'rik Yogati, L'sova Hevel Koichi Chilesi. That's true. What then does it mean at the end of the pasuk? Ochein. The truth is, Mishpati is Hashem Pulasi as Lakai, that I will that justice demands that I receive reward for my efforts and my pula, my actions have been successful, and Hashem will pay me reward for what I have done. Where do we see the fruits of his labor? And the answer, I think Rav Schwab explains this, and others explain say the same thing, that it's true. The Jewish people at the time did not listen. And they went into Golus. There was a Churban. And they suffered greatly. But while they were suffering, when they were suffering, it sunk into them the words of Yeshaya. And that inspired them to do tshuva, to come back and return to the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, and ultimately the Bayis Shlishi. If Yeshaya and the other Nevi'im would not have given B'nai Yisrael Musar, when they would be Churban, and when at the time of Churban, they would be Miyayish, they would give up, there is no hope. They would not connect the dots and recognize the reason why we have suffered, the reason why Hashem punished us is because of our sins. Because in advance, Yeshaya told them that if you commit the sin, you're going to go into Golus. Now they recognized, they remembered that this would happen to them. They acknowledged their guilt and acknowledged that if they'll do tshuva, they'll be able to undo the punishment and will come back to Yerushalayim. So he accomplished great things. The only reason why there was a Bayis Sheni and the only reason why there will be a Bayis Shlishi is because of the Musar of Yeshaya and the Musar of the other Nevi'im. Although at the time it seems like it accomplished nothing, and that's what it says here in the first Pasuk, it had a lingering effect which was essential for the survival of Klal Yisrael. And this is a very big Muslim, you know, people say, Rebbeim, they send their kids to yeshiva, and the Rebbe, he works so hard to teach them, give Musar, and Talmidim, we all know from our own experience, we remember Rebbeim, although at the time we may not have absorbed their teachings, but it made an impression on us. And later in life, you look back and you say, you know, they were right. They were right, and there was what to learn, and we are different people. So although at the time we don't appreciate what is being said to us, you can't underestimate the effect that it has long term for future years and future generations. Yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly, exactly. That's exactly what it says here. It's two ideas. At the time, hevel v'rik. Nothing. But you don't realize the seed is there. The seed is there, and 100 years from now, the world is different because of what happened on that day. Pasik, hey, v'yato now, Amar Hashem, Hashem said, Yotzri, my creator, mi beten le'evelo, Hashem created me from the womb to be a servant for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had plans for me from the very beginning. This wasn't just a coincidence or some random act that when I was a mature adult, when I was 86 years old, Hashem said, oh, you know what, I need to recruit someone. Yeshaya, you know what? You'll be a prophet. That's not the way it was. Hashem already recruited Yeshaya from the time that he was in his mother's womb. Yotzri mibeten le'evelo, Hashem, from the time I was in my mother's womb, Hashem already created me to be a servant for him. L'shoivev Yaakov elo. For what purpose did Hashem recruit me? Did Hashem prepare me? To restore. L'shoivev means tshuva, shav, to bring back the nation of Yaakov to Hashem, the Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, to Yaakov and Yisrael, lo utavav, tzkriv osev, lo yeosev, I should be instrumental in causing the Jewish people to gather, to rally for the cause, to the calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ekovei be'enei Hashem. And I was honored in the eyes of Hashem. I was a special person. Hashem saw that I had that potential, that talent. I would succeed in fulfilling these two roles of bringing the Jewish people to do tshuva and gathering them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'elokai hayu uzi, and Hashem was my strength. Being that I had the talent, Hashem helped me. Just having the talent sometimes is not enough. You need a little boost, a little chizuk, a little shot to get you going, and Hashem gave me that strength to allow me to reach my potential. Pasuk Vavayom, and Hashem said, Nokel miyoscha li eved, lahakim eshifte Yaakov. It would be enough. Nakal means kal. It would be, kal means light. It would be sufficient. In this context, ideally, I have for you, Yeshaya, great plans. I want you to do very, very great things. I want you to bring Mashiach. I want you to bring about the klal. Every single member of Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. But at least, nakal, at least the smallest thing that I want you to accomplish, miyoschli eved, is that you should be for me a servant, lahakim es shifte Yisrael, to establish the Klal Yisrael, tribes of Klal Yisrael, that they should be upright. And unitzurei Yisrael lehashem. This is a very interesting expression. This way that this explains, unitzurei means to be besieged. A motzar. A motzar is a siege. When a city is attacked by an enemy, they surround the walls. They siege the walls of the city. The Jewish people are besieged by the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara surrounds a person and is desperately trying to cause a person to stumble in sin. So it is your job, Yeshaya, to lehashiv. We'll read it backwards. To lehashiv, to restore the people from their defense position against the siege of the Yetzer Hara, and go on the offense and overcome the Yetzer Hara. So again, lehakim es shiftei Yisrael, to establish Jewish people, unitzurei Yisrael, the Jewish people that are besieged by the Yetzer Hara, lehashiv, to cause them to return and prevail against the Yetzer Hara. Unisaticha la'or goyim, I will make you know. This is a very important pasuk. We have this every so often, but here it's expressed again. Is that the purpose of a navi and the purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be an or for the nations, and that is why that answers the question of why are these psukim mentioned here when the first pasuk of the parag mentioned Shimu iyim elai. We have to keep this track of what's going on here in this psukim. We start on pasuk Alpha, where Yeshaya is addressing the world, the Ian, and then he seems to speak about Klal Yisrael. He introduces himself. My name is Yeshaya. My name represents salvation. Hashem has selected me from the time I was in my mother's womb. I'm going to accomplish great things, although it does not seem to the naked eye that I have succeeded at the time, but I really am accomplishing great things. And the great things that I'm accomplishing is that I'm going to cause the Jewish people to do tshuva and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that have to do with the Iyim in Pasuk Aleph? The nations, Iyim means the islands, which is a metaphor for the nation of the world. And that is what this word Pasuk come to answer. Unisatich, I'm going to make you l'or goyim. That I'm going to make you by Klal Yisrael doing tshuva, or by Yeshaya influencing them, together Yeshaya and Klal Yisrael will serve as a light to the nations of the world. They should be inspired to serve Hashem in very unique way. Of course, it does not mean they're going to observe all of the Tayag mitzvahs. We're not going to be accountable gamble yasalavo, but it means that in their level, every creature in this world was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their unique level. And that's what I want you to be. Klal Yisrael will serve as the shining example for the nation of the world. Liyos Yeshuasi El Katzaret, so that my salvation should extend to the edges of the earth, not just for Klal Yisrael. Let's see the mitzvahs of Pasuk Vav. There's a lot of things going on in this Pasuk. Pasuk Vav, Ayomer Hashem, Hashem Amali. Hashem said to me, Matone Kalihi Bienai. The reason why it says Nokel means small. It's a small gift in my eyes, Hashem says. Even if you'll only accomplish one little thing, you'll be just a servant to me in this one matter. Levad, lahakim eshifta Yaakov, liyos imdim be'emunasam, if you'll be mechazek, the Jewish people, that they should remain faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahashiv be'elai, they should return to me b'shuva es Yisrael, that you should cause them to return to me with shuva, lahashiv be'elai b'shuva es Yisrael, hamukafim behasosas pitu hayetzahara. The Jewish people that are besieged by the enticement of the Yetzirah, ki'ir nitzura hamukefes begayos, just like a city that is besieged by an army, an enemy army. Unisaticha ela od matana. So now, when it says of unisaticha, that's going to be the greater gift. What is the greater gift? Unisaticha ela od matana gedoyla oisef locha ki etinoscha misnabe mavatzer ala geula hasida. I will allow you to predict another great gift, to be the announcer for the Geula Hasidu Lios Os Teshuasi Mitzaretz Al Ketzeyu, that the salvation will come from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. The earth suffers from many, so many problems. Kikulam Yud Noishim Bishuas Hashem. The entire world will be saved through Hashem's salvation. So in this pasuk, it's a very complex pasuk. There are two things taking place over here. There is the small gift, and the large gift. The small gift is to bring the Jewish people to do, to inspire them to be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do tshuva. That's the small gift. And the larger gift is you will also be mevaser the geula ha'asid of the coming of Mashiach and the kibbutz galus and the time when the entire world will learn from Klal Yisrael how to follow in the ways of Hashem.
The Mitzudas learns that the Or Lagoyim concept applies to the end times.
Right? Yes.
But for example,
I don't understand the end times. I don't know if you can take. I don't know if the Mitzudas he meant. He's learning the pasuk on a very. That's the Mitzudas, a very simple pshat level.
Okay,
but even the Mitzudas agrees that the pasuk, the flavor of the pasuk is an ongoing process for all time.
It's as I understand it, it's central to the thinking of Rav Shamsham, Rafal Hirsch, that the point of our being in
Golus
is
to serve Loran. Correct. Right. So there is another idea. You're touching on something very interesting. What would have happened? I mean, you brought up the point that the reason why we're in Golus is because when a Jew is in Golus, so the goy may look, what is this funny person? Why does he put on tefillin? Why does he observe Shabbos? Why does he eat kosher? They ask questions. And when they get the answer, they think, and they begin to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would have been if we did not go into Golus? What would have been if we would have been tzaddikim and we did not do Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rai, Shvich HaStamim, and Sinas Chinam, and we would have remained in Eretz Yisrael? So think, the whole America, China, Hong Kong, think about the whole world. Russia, they would never have the opportunity to learn about Jews. So you're asking, since the whole purpose of Golus is it to inspire, to be an Orla Amin, so that means we have to go into Golus. But Adarabba, Golus is a terrible thing. So the answer given by the Sfarim is that if we would not have gone into Golus, our power would be so strong, we would have been like a magnet.
Right.
Even she'eves. Our Kedusha would be so powerful, people on the far end of the earth would just on their own feel a curiosity, what is taking place there in Yerushalayim? Let us go on our own and learn and study and see what it's all about. In Golus, being that the bias was Charaf, and the Shechina departed, if we would not go among the nations, if we would have our own country somewhere in the world, and we would not travel the world, our Kedusha would not be powerful enough to suck, to draw, to serve as a magnet to inspire the rest of the world. The koyach of serving as an even she'eves, a magnet, the ability to draw Kedusha from the rest of the world is only true b'zman she'beis hamidosh ha'yekayim and the Shechin is resting in Klal Yisrael. When the Beis Hamidosh is Scharav and there is no Shechin on Yerushalayim, we don't have that power. If we don't have that power, how then will we be able to draw the sparks of sanctity from the four corners of the earth? We got to do it the hard way. And the hard way means grassroots. We have to go out to the world and plant seeds and work with the people, be among them, inspire them, and that is much more difficult. And that's much more painful for Klal Yisrael. And that's what Golus is all about. We could have accomplished the same exact thing in Yerushalayim by staying where we are, and the intensity would mamela draw Kedusha from the spot, from the ends of the earth. The whole world will come. The whole world will come. We will inspire. The Redeemer of Yisrael, Kedosho, the Holy One of Yisrael. Now here there are three very powerful expressions of how Jews are looked upon in Golus. Live zo nefesh. The Jewish people are despised. No, it's almost impossible to perfectly translate all of these expressions. B'zoyon. B'zoyon, not just the body is despised. Our neshamos, our souls are despised by the nations of the world. Lim so'ev goy. We are hated. Toiv is to hate it. Le'eved Moshlim, we are viewed as slaves to the masters of the world. This is how we are described. This is an incredible pasuk. It's coming to look at the entire period of Galus, whole Galus, from beginning to end, before Dalet Malchios. And what is the summary? We are Vizo Nefesh. We are despised. Our souls are To'ev Goy. We are hated by the nations. And we are a slave to the masters. But we have to put a period there. But the time will come, B'Yimos HaMashiach, when they will change their attitude. Hard to believe. Melachim Yiru V'Kamu, but the time will come when Mashiach comes, Melachim, kings will get up, will see, and will stand in our honor. Sarim V'Yishtachavu, officers will bow to the Jewish people. And why will this happen? Hashem makes it clear, don't think it's because you are deserving. You're not deserving. This is a thing which appears over and over in the last parakim of Yeshaya. Don't think, for whatever reason, that the reason why you're going to merit this great honor and the world, the nations of the world, will come to recognize the greatness of the Jewish people and bow down to you. It's not because you are deserving. It's because I'm doing it for my own sake. You are my chosen nation, and it's a chil Hashem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm going to change their attitude, change the tide, Leman Hashem Asher Neman is going to be done for the honor of Hashem who is faithful. Hashem chose Klal Yisrael. It's a chil Hashem that his nation should be in such a lowly state. Kedosh Yisrael, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the holy of Klal Yisrael, because Vayiv Chorecha, because he has chosen you. Since he chose you back in time, the memorial of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and at that point in time we were deserving, and the Shvatim were deserving, Yitzchak Mashiach we were deserving, although now we're no longer deserving, but we have Schus Avos. In the Zechus Avos and the Chil Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us his great miracles. Pasuk Ches. Koyam Hashem, Sos Hashem, Bo Eitz Ritzoyin Anisicha. At a time of Ratzon, at a time of goodwill, here in the Mefar Shalom, when you do the will of Hashem, when you do tshuva and you serve Hashem and nisicha, I will answer you. When you pray to me for your needs, I will answer you. V'yom Yeshua azarticha, and on the day of salvation, I will help you. V'yetzorcha, I will protect you. V'yetencha livrisam, I will make you as a livrisam, as a treaty, as a nation. I will elevate you to a point where you will be looked upon as a nation with whom I have made a treaty, lehakim eretz, to establish the earth, ulahanchil, now the earth refers to Eretz Yisrael, I will cause it that you will return to Eretz Yisrael and establish Eretz Yisrael, lehanchil nicholos shonimos, and to bequeath an inheritance that is shomein, that is destroyed during the long years of Golas. So he's referring backwards. That during the time of Golas, Eretz Yisrael is shomein, is desolate, and it's your land. And when Mashiach comes, I am going to bring it about that you will once again inherit the land that is shomein during the time of Golas. I'll protect you, and I will elevate you. I will make you to a special nation, a nation to whom the world will view. This is the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, has established a treaty, a covenant. Let's see the pasuk Ches in the Mitzvahs very quickly. Beis Ratzon, Beis Shatasi Ratzon. The time when you do my will, En Aloch, I will answer you. Bezakosecha, when you cry out to me, I will answer you. Be'avur Hatzor Habo, because of the troubles that you have. V'yom Yeshua. And times of salvation of Yom Shatem Tzoch Yeshua Shata B'Tzor Ezelcha V'Kav Hadav B'Mash Omar. And the pasuk repeats itself in it's a poetic repetition. Pasuk Tes. Now he Leimar La'asudim Tzeu Hashem. At this point in time when Mashiach comes, will tell the prisoners, when Klal Yisrael is in Galus, they are it's as if they are considered prisoners. Tzeu, leave your exile. Those that are in darkness, reveal yourself. Al derachim yiru, Hashem will tell us, travel to Yerushalayim. And normally, when you travel on the road, there's nothing to eat. When a shepherd takes care of his animals, he's not going to find pasture for the animals on the highway. You have to take them into the remote hills. You have to take them into the meadows, to lands that are far away from civilization in order to find, to provide for the sheep. So here Hashem is telling us that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, do not worry, I will provide for your needs in this path towards Eretz Yisrael, even on the roads, on a place where normally one does not find food, you will find what to eat for yourself and for your possessions. Al derachim, upon the roads, you will pasture. Uvechol shifayim, and upon all of the hills. Shifayim means all of the high places. These are places, the high places are generally places where you do not find food. Hashem says, when you return to Eretz Yisrael, the time of Mashiach, do not worry. Marry some. I will provide for you pasture. I will provide for you food, what to eat. Pasuk Yud, lo yiravu, you will not be hungry, v'lo yitzmahu, you will not be thirsty, v'lo yakeim shadav v'shemesh, and you will not be smitten by intense heat. Shadav means a intense heat, and v'shemesh, two different words.
The common, it's modern name, sharav.
Sharav, how do they translate
means,
it?
An intense heat.
Intense heat, heat wave. Heat. So two words here which mean the same thing, sharav v'shemesh, ki mirachamam yinahagim. The one that has compassion upon you, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he will guide you, v'yal mabu mayim yinahalem, and he will guide you upon pools of water. You will have what to drink, you will have what to refresh yourself in, and you will not need to worry about anything at the time of Mashiach when you return to Eretz Yisrael. Just going back to Pasuk Tes, there's a famous Medrash. The Medrash says that leimor la'asudim tse, Hashem says to the prisoners, go out. And this, according to the Medrash, refers to time of Galus, people, it is forbidden to have children. At a time like at a time of famine, we learn from Yosef that Yosef had two children, B'terem Yavoi Shnas Haraav. Who were the two children? Ephraim and Menashe. And Rashi on the Pasuk explains why does the Pasuk tell us that he had the two children B'terem, before the years of famine have arrived? Because Yosef knew, he knew from the dream of Pharaoh that there would be 7 years of famine. So he planned to have children before the famine began, because when the famine begins, you're not allowed to have children. If Hashem, the words of the Medrash are that if Hashem is busy in destroying the world, you have no right at that point in time to build the world with children.
That's also true. Noach and the Teva.
Noach and Teva, they were not allowed to have children in the time of Tzara. During the time of the Teva, it was forbidden for Noach and Chom sinned. Noah and Nechom had relations with his wife in the Teva. The Kelef sinned and the Oirev sinned. Three creatures sinned in Teva. Gemara Mitzvah Sanhedrin. So during times of famine, during times of Tzara, it is forbidden. When a person is not allowed to be with their spouse, it's called in Chazal, in the Psukim, you're a prisoner. You're a prisoner in your own home. When you're limited in what you can do in your own home, you're called a prisoner. Therefore, that's what the Pasuk now, when these Pasukim are describing the time of Churban, time of Golus. And during time of Churban and Golus, the person is limited in his ability to reproduce, to have children, to do what he wants to do. But now that Mashiach is here, Mashiach has come, so Hashem says, La'asurim tseyu, to the prisoners, leave, like those in the Teva, you are prisoners in the Teva, you leave the Teva, and multiply, peru or revu, multiply and fill the earth. That's what the Medrash Darshan from Mizrach Lema Hashem says, La Asurim, those that are locked up and now that have children, to leave the, go out, go, su means go forth and conquer the world and populate the earth. Okay, so that concludes the Mizrach Lema Pasuk. Let's try to finish up until the Samach. Pasuk Yidalef, V'samti chol harai ladarech, Hashem, we're describing our aliyah to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make all the mountains of the road, even though mountains are not necessarily the best road, it's very difficult to climb mountains, Hashem will do a miracle, will perform a miracle, and straighten out the mountains and make them easy for us to travel, to walk upon, to reach our destination. V'samti, I will set kol harai my mountains, ladarech as a road, u'mesilosai yirumun, a mesila is a low road. A road that's a low path that's difficult to travel because it goes down. Hashem says, "I will raise the mesilos so that you will be able to travel on straight roads to Eretz Yisrael." the high roads will be lowered and the low roads will be elevated so you can travel easily to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hinei, behold, Eila Merechok Yavo, these, Eila means these, referring to the Kibbutz Goliath, all of the Jews from all four corners of the earth. Eila, these, Merechok Yavo, Vihinei Eila Mitzafon Miyam, they will come from the north, and from Miyam means from the west. The Eila Me'eretz Sinim is the south. So we have all four directions, only three of the four. We have north, south, northwest, and Eila, I guess, means that's the middle. We have all four directions. The Kibbutz Gof from the Arba. Eila is a reference to the east. Let's look at the Mitzvot very quickly. Mitzvot is Pasuk Yubeis. Hine Eila. Miksas habom leit shol yavobi mokam rochak vupas hamizrach. So Eila in this pasuk refers to the east. We're referring here to all four corners of the earth, all four sides. So Eila is the east. Merichok, they will come from the Merichok, Yavo, those on the east will come from the distant east. Vine Eila mitzafon, and then will come from the north. Umiyam, and from the west. The Eila mi'eret sinim. Sinim is the south. Look at the mitzvah. Sinim, hupas hadarom. It is the south, Cain, Tirgame, Yoinah's son. Pasuk Yud Gimel. What?
There's no China.
I don't know. All over the world. The Dalit Khan Kibbutz Goliath will come from the Dalit Khan Vosaritz.
He's referring to the fact that Sinim in modern Hebrew are Chinese.
Ah. Okay, I think I've it's Chinese.
Like the prefix Sino.
Okay, but China is not, we don't associate it being in the south. So it's a little bit, it's not the south of Eretz Yisrael, China. So I don't know exactly what he means by saying that China, the Sinim, is in the south. But here we have the Dal Kibbutz Goliath from the four different sides of the earth. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ranu Shema Megili Eretz. Now he says that...
The Chokah is not Japan because 9.5 the Shevatim, they went
Galut in... The Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, it's Machlekes the Gemara if they will return. There are different opinions if they will return to HaMashiach. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ranu Shemayim V'gili Eretz, may the heavens sing, may the earth rejoice. Yifzu Ufitzku Hadim Rina, the mountains will break forth with song. Ki Nicham Hashem, Amal Hashem has granted comfort to his nation. Va'an Niyav, and his humble ones. Yirachem, Hashem will show mercy to his humble people. Okay, so these are beautiful words of the Chama. We'll stop here. Pasuk Yidal. Oh, next words are this is the Torah. That's right, correct. Okay, let's do the Chumash.